Tommy, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the sense? Is it a sense of relief, excitement? I mean, how's it put your mind at rest?
It's a bit of everything, really. The manager's always kept me relaxed about the situation. I've never once felt under pressure to rush things or anything like that, but it just gives me a little bit of added time where I can really get myself back strong and fit and have a proper go at it next year.
Which, I mean, it must give you a great fillip watching the likes of Alan Navarro and Gary Dicker. I mean, they've sort of been through, not similar injuries, obviously, but the similar process.
Yeah, I mean, watching Dixie there, for me, is brilliant. I've come through a lot with him and obviously Adam Elabbott at the start of the season. The way he's come back has been brilliant. But not just at Brighton, I mean, all over the country you see it every week where the likes of Steven Gerrard are coming back. A player who had a very similar injury to me was one at Bolton called Sam Ricketts, had two Achilles operations and actually come back and scored on his first game. Fraser Campbell, another one who's got back into the England setup. So you just try to draw as many inspirations as possible and they're just a few.
Obviously, you won't be involved for the running, but I know you're going to be watching every kick, probably of every single game. Can this Albion team do it and get into those top six places?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, everyone's back fit now, obviously, apart from myself, and the belief is there, the setup's there, the players are there, so it's in our hands now. Another result's gone our way today, and it's down to us.
It does feel a little bit like everyone wants Albion to do well because everyone else is dropping points.
Yeah, and all we can do is concentrate on ourselves, especially with the games we got. Obviously, starting today with Middlesbrough, we can see another one off if you like. Then with the likes of Reading and West Ham, it's really in our own hands and it's there for us. You know, you can almost smell it and the lads sort of sense it now and there's only one feeling and they're thriving on it.
Just finally, what do you do? I mean, those downtimes must be very difficult. How do you occupy the time? I mean, I know you like the GGs and you follow racing, of course. I mean, you're welcome to share any tips with us for this afternoon if you've got any for over in Dubai or something. But, you know, I mean, is that one thing that has maybe sort of kept other interests up as well to keep your spirits up?
Yeah, you have to have a release from football. I've always said that. You can go mad, you can go insane, especially when you're injured and you've got nothing to train for really at the end of the week. It's hard, I'm not denying that, and there's been times where I've been pretty down, but that's where I pride myself on the way I live and the people I surround myself with, that's really important. And I owe it to so many people to sort of get back and start doing the business again. You know, to my family, to the doctors, to Nathan Ring and all the medical staff, and I just want to do it for them more than myself really, because they've been so good to me. And above all that, the manager and the chairman and all the fans. You know, I just had a little walk around today and sort of got a good round of applause and that. So it's nice that they haven't forgot me, and at the end of the day, everyone loves a comeback.
They certainly do love a comeback. We love a comeback. Thanks for joining us live on Saturday Sport. That's the Albion defender, Tommy Elphick, who signed a new one-year extension to his contract this morning.